We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are getting you ready for the Bills and the Giants on Sunday. We're going to our Wester hotline, and we're joined by the starting center of the Buffalo Bills, Mitch Morse, who's going to be with us for a few minutes here. Mitch, it's Howard and Jeremy. First of all, thanks for coming on with us this morning. Welcome to the show.
Well, I appreciate y'all having me on. Thank you.
You bet. Our pleasure. So, you know, Mitch, as you know, the offensive line, the new look and all that stuff was a big story in the preseason. How would you assess the performance of the O-line after game number one? How'd you think you guys did?
You know, I think there's a lot to improve on. But, you know, I think every team's saying that after week one. You know, it's exciting, the opportunity we have and the potential we have, but you know, there's a few too many mistakes that put us in kind of a rut early on. And, you know, I feel like, you know, you just can't be complacent with where we are. But, you know, we really love the group of guys we have, and we're proud to play with each other. And that's an exciting thing to be.
Did you get a sense, and maybe you could say the same thing as the offense overall, but for sure with the line, Mitch, like you mentioned, you know, some blocking issues, some penalties, some issues in the first half, but it seemed that you guys got better as the game went on.
Yeah, I think, you know, in this first game of the season, defenses are throwing stuff at you you haven't seen before. You're so amped up to play the game, and then by the second half, you've already started to kind of hit a groove. And for us, that was hugely important. And I'd say our performance in the second half was much better than the first.
When it comes to the line, we always hear about, you know, coaches, players talk about a line needs time to gel. Specifically, Mitch, what does that entail? What are some of the areas when you talk about trying to get a five-man unit together and play as a group? What does it entail? What are some of the areas of line play that are important in terms of that gelling, that coming together?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I think communication, how each person communicates, how they relay information, and then just certain blocking schemes and techniques. How one guy kind of focuses on a block or attacks a block, and how you can either complement that or understand that, you know, this guy's strength is my weakness, or maybe my strength is his weakness, and we can help each other out.
Your relationship with Josh Allen, let's talk about that too. In addition to the line trying to get that, you know, that chemistry, you're also trying to develop a working relationship with the young quarterback. How is that coming along?
That's great. I mean, he's an easy guy to talk to. He's an easy guy to be around. Extremely competitive, loves the game of football, and just gets better every day. I mean, it's the same for, you know, every great football player, is that you strive to get better every day, and that's what we're all trying to do. And he's just got a competitive edge. It's just fun to be around.
In terms of loving football, you got to love not just football, but the preparation. I mean, you guys are up early, they're long hours. Your typical. We asked Sean McDermott last week on Friday, "What's your Friday like, Mitch? What's the normal Thursday like? Are you guys to work pretty early and there pretty late?"
Yeah, you know, Thursdays and Wednesdays are a real big work days, especially Thursday. I mean, it's just one of those long days where you have to grind it out. You know, each day has certain installments in regards to situations that you can face in the game. And for us, Thursday is a big, heavy day for that. So, yeah, I think get there early. I mean, I'm driving to work right now, and then leave around 6 or 7. So, you know, it's just work.
That's how it is.
I mean, you know, everyone does it, and for us, it's just a little bit different in what we do. But putting in the hours is just kind of, you know, you have some great days at work, and you have some, you know, crummy days at work, and you just try to stack better days over good days, poor days.
Are there some guys that do the, not necessarily specifically with the Bills, but in your time with football, there's some guys that do the work, and then there's some guys that almost seem to like Monday or Tuesday through Saturday just as much as they like Sunday?
Oh, yeah, I think, absolutely. I think guys who really do enjoy the process play good football. And some guys really love attacking the work week, practicing, putting together game plans, and then just competing. I mean, there's nothing quite like a game day to be honest, going out there. But there is something to putting together a good few days of practice that does lead to good games.
How, if you could give any insight to us on this, how is Cody Ford coming along from what you can tell? I know you're busy kind of playing center.
No, first of all, he's a good dude. First and foremost, good guy, loves football, and is playing at a fairly high level for a guy who's just been in the league a few months. So, but more importantly, he's a good guy to be around and a good teammate, and that goes so far in being a good football player.
Mitch Morse, Bill Center with us here on the Western Hotline.
He's also, my first impression, Mitch, I mean, you're a big guy, but first time I saw Cody Ford at training camp, I thought it was one of the most giant human beings I've ever seen. He is a monster.
Yeah, he's a big dude now.
I wanted to ask you to go back for a second, Mitch, to Josh Allen. Can you give us a little insight? Things aren't going well. You're down 16. The offense is moving the ball, but there were turnovers that were really hurting. What was and then you guys have the big comeback, and you put together the back-to-back touchdown drives and win the game. Can you talk a little bit about what you saw from Josh in terms of leadership? Was there, composure? How was he handling things when you guys were down, by 16?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was just poise, the way he carried himself. When the highs weren't too high and the lows weren't too low for Josh. And when you come into a huddle and, there's some real parts of the game where stuff's not going well and momentum's not going your way, and it's how you compose yourself. And the way Josh composed himself in that huddle, it was infectious, And all great quarterbacks can do that. They come in the huddle, and no matter what's going on, they you find a way, even by them just relaying the player information, the way they do it, the way they handle themselves in there, it's just infectious. So for us, I was extremely impressed with how he handled that, and he really did bring us all along on that kind of calm and collected second half.
Well, congratulations on the win last Sunday, and good luck in the same stadium this Sunday, and thanks for coming on the show with us this morning, Mitch.
I appreciate you guys. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.